going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Seventh-year big leaguer Lowe lofts a ball to right field. Pretty well hit. And that's going to go. A cutter that sliced right into the bat path of Nathaniel Lowe, who has his fourth national home run and a 2-0 Washington lead.
Just cannot give up extra bases in games like these when you're struggling a little bit already. And then obviously to follow that with a base hit and another run scored.
And here comes another run. Dylan Cruz into the red seats in left center for a national sixth. One hit tonight. A dominant pitching performance by Mitchell Parker, closed out by Cole Henry. And for the Orioles, this has been a 2-game stretch to hopefully soon forget. Blown out by the Reds on Sunday. One hit by the Nats, 7-0 today, as the O's drop their second straight.
So you heard the highlights, courtesy of Kevin Brown and Brian Roberts on Masson, and fresh off the 24-2 loss to the Reds on Sunday, a day off for it to simmer. The Orioles bounced back with another stellar effort against a left-handed pitcher as Mitchell Parker went 8, only giving up one hit. We'll get to him in a few minutes, but just another night of painful baseball. Orioles lose 7-0.
I mean, it's an atrocious product, and it goes beyond the metrics. It's just the eye test we talk about all the time. They're fundamentally crippled. They're fundamentally flawed and broken. And it's by design for me from the top on down, because the general manager doesn't have people settle into set positions. And he wants to increase trade value and positional flexibility. And it's poisoned his major league product. These kids, the quality of their at-bats is garbage. The quality of their play in the field is garbage. They don't, by and large, look ready for Major League Baseball. Guys still don't know what base to throw to. They can't cover a base when a ball is supposed to be thrown there. It is piss poor. And it starts with the rot from the top with the GM. And it's baked into their cake. And it has become their DNA and their culture. Then there's the whole emotional quality to this, which is, do they have a pulse? Do they have a leader? Do they have any self-awareness about when it's time to battle and when, you know, you could write it off as a spring day in April?
Nope.
When you lose 24-2 and you have a reputation for being a joke-ass team after a day off, that either, draw your own conclusions, that either isn't locked in enough, that party's too hard, that doesn't have right, whatever conclusions you want to draw about them systematically no-showing the day after a day off, to do all of that collectively here after you shine such a bright light on your failures by losing to a very inept Reds team 24-2 at home on Easter. And to come through with that, where from the onset, there were no adjustments being made at the plate. It was some of their worst at-bats against the lefty yet, knowing that's been what everybody's been talking about. They weren't focused in the field or otherwise from the beginning. The pitcher who brought nothing to the table damn near ran into the first baseman before the game started. Like, it's so tragically inept that, like, I really don't even know what adjectives to use anymore. The pitcher throwing nothing but meatballs, center cut, the string of extra base hits to start the game. Who's the one guy I talked about the most on this show yesterday who doesn't play for the Baltimore Orioles?
James Wood.
What did he do last night?
Hit three hits.
One guy that you can't pitch to.
No, we talked.
They let him win the game in the first three innings. One guy. The one guy you can't let beat you.
Well, we talked about three guys, and Lowe and Ruiz drove in four runs as well. Those three guys, they got nobody else. Those three guys beat him.
But, I mean, James Wood set the tone for that game.
Sure, he
probably
went three for five.
Series.
But Lowe hits the home run in the first, and Ruiz drove in two.
Like, they're so juvenile, it's painful.
They were down 2-0, six pitches into Dean Kramer's start. And, guys, I'm thinking, it's over. Like, at that point.
Time to watch the NHL playoffs.
Six pitches in to the bottom of the first, and unfortunately, that's just where I'm at, and that's where a lot of this fan base is at, knowing how inept they are against left-handed pitching. And Kramer, he just got his brains beat in. Four of the first seven batters that Kramer faced hit extra base hits.
He gave up eight. No Orioles starter ever has done that.
Ever. And you have the defensive blunders, but to me, and it's on Kramer, it's on the team, it's on everybody. When you get blown out by 22 runs and you respond the next game getting blanked, getting just one hit, really showing no fire, competitiveness, like, this is a massive issue.
They have no heart. They have no soul. They have no fight. They have no passion. Wouldn't you say those same things about the guy who put this together?
And they have no pitching.
Well, he doesn't want to pay for it. He doesn't want to do anything for pitching. I think it is woven into their fabric by the guy whose fingerprints are on everything.
Yes.
They play the way he set them up to play. He didn't prepare him right in the minors in terms of all the intangibles, in terms of learning how to run the bases, in terms of learning how to field a particular position. That is your position. That should be your showcase. That should help you get to the show. Not play six different positions, not be good at any of them, and then look like slop when we put you in the major leagues. Like, you can trace it all back. He is dispassionate. He is too pragmatic. He doesn't know when it's time to put his foot down and when it's time to sit back and let things marinate. And it's poured into them. It's poured into their play from pitch to pitch, from at-bat to at-bat, from inning to inning, game to game, week to week, month to month. And it started late spring last year, and I drew a lot of attention to it in real time because if they didn't treat it like the toxic, permeating sickness that it was, it would rot them to the core. And guess what? They're rotten to the core.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Orioles lose 7-0. They are back in action again tonight against the Washington Nationals. First pitch, 6:45. Buttermilk Baseball tonight coming up at 5:30. It's the Bone and Ryan Ripken as they'll get you ready for baseball. Huge Wednesday show. We are a day away from the NFL draft, so we will talk a lot of NFL as well on today's show. But Jerry Aloysius Coleman, the good doctor, will join us. We'll get his thoughts on the Orioles and what's going on in Baltimore with the draft coming up tomorrow. I know he'll be at the Castle because there's free food there this weekend, so Aloysius will join us at 2:30. Our best bets, I'm sure a lot of draft props with Tim Murray from VSiN at 3:30 and Ryan Ripken, who will be joining the Bone at 5:30. We'll talk O's, get his thought. What's his pulse on the Orioles coming up at 5 here on the Fan?
I don't want to tell them how to run their baseball team, but I would send a limo to the West Side. I wouldn't send it too early because he's got to take his nap. I would have it waiting for Aloysius when he wakes up from his nap. I would gun it over to Nats Park, and I would have Aloysius come out of that limo straight into that clubhouse and give these guys
pre-game
the
speech.
Most fire and brimstone motivational pregame speech in the history of Major League Baseball. That's what I would do, Bone.
That's how you save the season.
I think that's that or nothing. I mean, I think we've reached break Aloysius out of glass in a case of emergency.
Yes.
It's time to break Aloysius out and have him read them all the riot act.
Well, let's see if we can get the good doctor out to D.C. But
let's see if we can even get him on the phone at 2:30
because
he might be napping.
He was pushing back on that time slot, but we gave him no choice. Yes. Coming up next, though, we nail down on the pitching from last night. And stop if you've heard this before. Orioles can't hit lefties. What did we see from their at-bats? What did we see from Mitchell Parker last night? We will discuss next here on The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.